This is Wealth with Purpose with Alex Cook.
Welcome back to Wealth with Purpose. I'm Shane Holstein. And if you've been watching the news lately, inflation concerns, market volatility, global uncertainty, you might be wondering if this is really the time to be investing. Today, financial advisor Alex Cook joins me to talk about how to approach investing when the economic outlook feels uncertain. Alex, a lot of our listeners are scared right now.
Yes, and not unsurprisingly, with all the wars and rumours of wars going on around the world, in the Middle East and Europe, and had obviously COVID and inflation that generated. And I guess I think there is this growing sense of unease, particularly I think in Western culture, that's really sort of accelerated, I think, in the past couple of years. So it's not, you know, unsurprising. So in that sense, I understand the fear and people's concerns about recession. And obviously we've had a cost of living crisis that doesn't seem to be going away anytime. So to me, you know, there's lots of things that I've learned over 20 years of giving advice. And one of the things is that certainty is always going to be there. The future is always uncertain. We can often fall into the trap of believing that we know the future, particularly when times are good, when in fact the future has always been uncertain. So the question then I think becomes is, well, how do you respond to that uncertainty wisely? That to me is the real issue. And of course, the good thing is the Bible points us to how to do that. To me, that's ultimately what we're talking about here.
And Alex, should they be putting money into the market?
The funny thing is, there's no good time in the sense no one knows the future. So let me give an example. In 2008, we had the global financial crisis where stock markets plummeted around the world. Let's say, for example, you put $10,000 in just before the start of the crisis. You know, fast forward 15 years, that $10,000, which probably would have gone down almost half of the time, would now be worth $25,000 today. So even though you lost money initially, you got it all back in droves over the next 15 years. So the point being is investing really is a long game, and trying to pick what's going to happen next, you know, trying to work out the perfect time to invest is impossible. I mean, you know, the professionals can't do it, so you and I can't do it either. So it's not a case of waiting. To me, it's more a case of, well, how do we, you know, drip money into investments over time and have the consistent approach as opposed to just trying to pick the future, because it's just not something that we can do.
That's a really interesting perspective. And Alex, surely there are times when it makes sense to wait on the sidelines.
I think that is certainly how people feel. But as I say, there is sort of no perfect time in the sense that you might say, okay, there's risk of recession because of what Trump's doing with tariffs, right? Some people would say that's a risk. But what if it isn't? What if markets continue to go upwards for the next couple of years? You know, you will have missed out by sitting on the sidelines. So it's, to me, not about trying to work out the future. To me, it's more about having a consistent process. That, to me, is the critical issue here, having a consistent approach to investing.
But, Alex, that's easy to say looking backward. When we're living through uncertainty, it feels very different. How should someone think about this?
You're right. And I certainly don't want to minimise people's fears, you know, of what's going on in the world at the moment, because I think those things are genuine. You know, there is risk of wars escalating. There is risks of some of these heightened geopolitical problems around the world, and probably even a recession. I mean, I think the level of debt in the world is something that has concerned me for many years, because, you know, we just seem to be racking up more and more debt. But, you know, what Jesus tells us is not to worry about the future, because each day has trouble of its own. Now, what Jesus is not saying is that you ignore the future. He's not saying, okay, just, you know, turn a blind eye and, you know, don't worry about it. He's saying you can't let your fear override your decisions. You need to take wise action today. And my sort of experience with investing is more often than not, there's always some opportunity somewhere, whether it's in some part of the world or in a particular asset class, whether it's shares, you know, gold, property, you know, there's always some sort of opportunity. So it's about putting aside the fears and praying for wisdom, and about building a simple plan about how you're going to invest going forward, irrespective of the uncertainties.
Some great advice there. Alex Cook is my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. We're talking about investing when the economy feels shaky. So, Alex, what does wise action look like when the economy feels unstable?
Yeah, to me, there are probably three key strategies. Now, one of my favorite ways of building wealth over time is a strategy some listeners may have heard of called dollar cost averaging. What dollar cost averaging is, instead of investing in a lump sum, so say you've just inherited a lump sum, rather than just throwing that whole amount of money into an investment, is that you invest a fixed amount regularly over time, irrespective of what markets are doing. Rather than worry about whether it's good news or bad news, you just consistently invest regularly over time. So that's a strategy called dollar cost averaging. And the beauty of it is that, you say the share market falls, then you're going to buy your same fixed amount of money is going to buy you more shares because the prices are now lower than if markets continue to rise and you're going to buy less shares at higher prices. So it's a great strategy to build wealth over a long period of time. So that's the first sort of key strategy. And that comes back to the consistency that we've talked about before. The second thing is focus on quality. To me, Christians shouldn't speculate. We shouldn't gamble. It's God's money that we're dealing with. And so if we buy things that are often referred to, you know, as blue chip, you know, high quality investments, then you don't need to worry about the ups and downs. You know, if you're buying businesses that are strong companies, good brands that aren't overly indebted, things like that, or you're buying investments that are spread out over a lot of investments, you know, the Bible talks about diversification. Look up, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 2. So if we focus on quality, we're going to certainly mitigate all those risks. And the third thing, I think, which I always say to people when things are unstable, is you want to make sure you've got an emergency fund in place so that you're not forced to sell your investments. So say you've got a job and you're worried about being potentially made redundant. You don't want to have to sell your investments in order to fund your time off work if you get made redundant. You want to have an emergency fund in place to allow for those kinds of scenarios. So that to me is a pretty critical kind of thing to do. Having those emergency funds in place is very important.
And Alex, let's talk about that dollar cost averaging. Can you give us a practical example of this?
Yeah, look, let's say someone's got, you know, a small amount. They've got, say, $6,000 to invest. But, you know, they're a bit nervous. They're a bit worried about recession or what's going on around the world. So instead of investing it all at once, rather than putting the $6,000 straight into the markets, instead they put in $500 a month over 12 months. Now, if the market goes down, that same $500 a month is going to actually buy you more shares because the shares have, you know, gone down in value, so that you're going to get more for your money, which is great from a long-term perspective because you're buying low. If the market goes up, well, you're still participating in that growth because your $500 is growing. The important point of this is that you're A, investing consistently, and B, you're not trying to time the market. You know, it's a foolish man tries to time the market because it's just not possible. It's impossible to do from what I've witnessed over 25 years of giving advice.
What about people who say, I'll just wait until things settle down?
In one sense, I try not to chuckle too much because, you know, when in life do things always feel settled? You know, sometimes, you know, whether it's in our own lives, a busy phase of our lives, raising children doesn't feel like the right time, or, you know, there's the tech crash that occurred back in, you know, year 2000. We've had September 11, we've had the global financial crisis, we've had COVID, there's been geopolitical tensions for all of our lifetime in reality, maybe obviously a bit more at the moment. The West feels probably a bit more threatened and, you know, the global world order does seem to be changing. But the reality is things are never really going to settle down. And certainly if you took a biblical end times perspective, the Bible tells us, you know, it's not going to get better necessarily. So, you know, there's always, put aside, there's always something to worry about. And I think the danger of worrying and getting fearful is you'll do nothing. And despite, if you look at the last sort of 200 years of investment history, despite challenges that have come along the way, downturns and recessions and wars, markets have still continued to rise over the long term and produce returns of, you know, 8 to 10% over the long term, despite all the challenges in the world. Now, there may be periods of prolonged, you know, downturn, but the reality is over the long term, investments, particularly in shares and real estate, you know, tend to do well over the long term.
Alex Cook is my guest today. And Alex, that's a sobering reality check, but what if someone genuinely believes we're heading into a severe recession?
Yeah, look, you know, we often joke economists have predicted 12 out of the last 5 recessions. The thing about recessions is they're temporary. You know, they come and go. Recession is a normal part of the business cycle. And if anything, I would almost go to say a recession's a good thing in that it cleans out the system, if you like, but also it creates buying opportunities, because often what happens during a recession is when things get cheap. You know, people get nervous, some people sell, investments get, you know, companies make lower profits during a recession, so their share price comes down, and there can be a great time to acquire investments for the long term. Whether we're heading to a recession or not is, you know, questionable. It's certainly possible. But that may, in and of itself, throw up opportunities for, you know, Christians to invest.
So, Alex, how should Christians think about this differently? Does our faith change how we approach uncertain economic times?
I think it does. I think, firstly, it gives us a longer-term perspective. You know, money is not our source of security. God is our foundation, not money. So having that long-term perspective, I think, is critical. And that's what I think faith can bring. But also, you know, the Bible tells us money can come and go very easily. And so I think as a believer, we shouldn't be worried about the future. We shouldn't be worried about things that may or may not happen. Yes, we need to be wise and good stewards, but we can't predict the future. The main thing is we shouldn't let our emotions drive our decisions, you know, whether it's fear or greed, but rather sensibly researching things, being consistent, trying to be a good steward, seeking God for wisdom. Those things are the things that are going to make a big difference and help us to be good investors over the long run, not letting fear cloud our judgment.
And Alex, what are some warning signs that someone is letting fear drive their investment decisions?
I think the real danger is people become news junkies. And look, I'm probably guilty of this myself. You know, as a financial planner, obviously I follow closely with what's going on in the economic and markets and so forth. But I think where you've got to be really careful is letting the news and those things affect your emotions and affect, more importantly, affect your strategy. When you're investing money, you should have a long-term strategy that you don't just change just because in response to news flow. So to me, it all comes down to this consistency rather than, you know, reactionary approach. Being consistent is far more important. And of course, you know, if people are losing sleep, you know, that's also obviously a warning sign, or potentially just paralyzed. So they're not investing at all. You know, they're just holding off for a brighter future kind of thing. All those things can be warning signs that we're letting fear interfere in our decisions. It's not to say that we shouldn't be realistic. You know, we can look at the world and say, yes, there are problems ahead, no question. But the question is, how do we navigate through those and be good stewards through that environment?
Alex Cook is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose, and we're talking about investing when the economy feels shaky. And Alex, what should someone do right now if they have money to invest but they're nervous about economic conditions?
Look, I say to people always start small and keep it simple. Invest broadly. Make sure you diversify your money across whether it's a broad investment fund or broad across the different asset classes. But just begin with what you're comfortable with. Just start small and keep adding to it. As I say, the secret to investing success is the long-term consistency. It's not the immediate decisions, and certainly emotional decisions will often derail you. It's about starting small and building up from there, and just building up this automated process of consistent investing. That's, to me, how you navigate through these tough seasons, rather than trying to predict the future, because none of us know exactly how things are going to play out.
And Alex, what about people who are already invested but are tempted to pull out because of current conditions?
Yeah, and this is why having this long-term plan is so critical. You know, when you entered into that, if you're already in the investments and you're thinking about pulling out, presumably you had some thoughts for the type of investment that you put your money into, that it was a quality investment, that it may go up and down over time during periods of uncertainty, and therefore you should just stick to it. I think the danger of pulling out because you think you know what's going to happen next is risky. If it's a good quality investment, you can often just ride out the volatility. You don't need to worry about it. So if you stick to good quality things and keep the consistent approach, you don't need to worry about pulling things out. It's more just playing the long game and sticking to what you've got.
And Alex, any specific sectors or types of investments that you'd recommend during uncertain times?
I've quoted before this passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 2. It says, invest in seven ventures, yes, in eight, because you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. That's the particular passage. And really what that's saying is we need to diversify. Rather than this idea of picking winners, if we look at what's going on at the moment, there's this huge flood of money into AI. And certainly, if you look at the S&P 500, which is the US stock market index, 35% of that market is now in tech stocks, and in particular, probably the top 10 of them. So all this money's flooding into the one sector in the hope that it's going to provide big gains. The reality is a lot of those gains, in my view, have probably already been had, and there's now a risk that that sector is a big bubble and it will burst, particularly when a lot of the tech companies start reducing their capital expenditure. So to me, that's a really big risk. So that's why I say this idea of diversification is far more important than trying to pick winners. You know, I've seen this over the years with friends and clients where they, you know, it's kind of like they get ideas from other people, from friends, but often those ideas, in my experience, come too late. You know, it's after the gains have already been had. And so hence this idea of investing diversified across good quality businesses or good quality real estate is a far sensible approach. And that way you're trying to remove the guesswork and remove this idea that we can somehow magically pick winners. It's too hard to do.
Alex, this has been really helpful for putting current conditions in perspective. Can you give us a quick summary of your main advice?
Yeah, so look, to me, the key thing here is not fearing the future. There's always going to be uncertainty. The key thing is to become a wise steward of what God has put in your hands. To seek God for what he has for you and what plans he has for you and your money and your investments. And to focus on buying good quality things consistently over time rather than trying to pick winners or rather trying to pick the timing. There's no one knows that. And as I mentioned before, make sure you've got money set aside for emergencies so that if tough times do come and investments do fall, you're not forced to sell anything. That to me is a very critical thing.
And Alex, any final encouragement for listeners who are struggling with investment anxiety?
Just remember, God is sovereign. You know, we have this incredible God who's supernatural, who can meet all of our needs. He's not worried about the world. He knows what's going to happen. And so because he is sovereign and in control, we don't need to worry. We can let him take care of it for us. It's not to say that we ignore problems that are out there that are real and genuine, but rather that we focus on what we can control, which is being good stewards with what he's put in our hands. We can't control the future. We can't predict the future, but we can take a faithful long-term approach with asking God for wisdom on how we can steward his capital well for his glory.
And finally, Alex, where can people go for extra help?
Wealthwithpurpose.com is our website, and lots of great resources in there about investing and how to steward resources well for God's kingdom.
Fantastic. Alex Cook, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Shane.
Alex Cook is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose.